Namaskar. This question is about Lemuria, where it is located, what it was. Indeed, there was a continent in the Pacific Ocean, but more towards the India-Africa area. And that continental, it was a large landmass. Due to changes in the environment, that landmass began to sink with the motion of the continental shelves. And other land masses that were not so prominent began to rise further. There have been shifts and changes on this planet through the eons. But human beings, as we know them, did not exist in Lemuria. Rather, there was a colony far gone from this planet now. That existed for an extended time on that land. The descendants of those people still monitor this planet and its development. They were a founding race. But all trace of them is gone. Except in genetic coding. They were very much like humans today. But a little different. They are described as tall. There are the legends of the elves. Those were these ancient people. They were also on the continent of Atlantis. They were on this earth for an extended period. They are the people of the West, tall and willowy, who took the ship and sailed to never be seen again, for their ships took them beyond the earth. They also lived in a distant past, in the continent that is called now Lemuria. They exist. They remain as monitors of this planet. They are occasional visitors. This was a home of theirs. Before it was a home of modern day man. Are there more questions?
Some say that there are still Lemurians inside Mount Shasta. Is that correct?
This is a nice myth, but there is a mountain and a volcano inside Mount Shasta. There is lava inside Mount Shasta. But on the subtle realm, on the psychic realm, the vibrational realm of frequency in Mount Shasta aligns with these other realms in which these beings are active. And so in those realms there is connection, but not in the physical realm.
Okay. Also, these things about hollow earth, I guess it's the same thing that there are.
That's in the psychic realm. The microvita are built in the internal heating in the core of the earth. In a living planet, microvita are produced, and they cause the development of life. There are many living planets. Living planets have a core that is a kind of combustion core, which produces microvita, produces life, produces the elements of life. In the psychic realm, there is a psychic what you call it, halo or image, in which there is a psychic force in this great production of vitality and life. But are there entities there? Perhaps those subtle entities that also feed off of that psychic vitality in the light realm, in the different lokas, the different realms. There is a conglomeration of energy there. So perhaps some of these people, they are trying to express this, what they see. There are places where this psychic force is stronger on the planet. Mount Shasta is one of them.
Then some say that there are great tunnels, very long tunnels under the earth that lead from one place to another. Are they real, physical?
There are lava tunnels in which lava flows. there is a network of these vital, like bloodstream. But there's blood in the stream. There is lava. There is molten vibrational from the core. There is a web that goes out. But tunnels for humans to crawl through, perhaps in the mountains here and there, all right.
Thank you, Baba.
While we're asking about these sorts of things, I would add a question about these Sasquatch beings that are, some say, were from an earlier race on the planet who attained some high spiritual elevation that did not use physical technology, who dwell in another realm and sometimes can pop in and out and even assist humans in their spiritual development. Do you have any opinion about that?
Do you remember my past answers to this question?
I have it somewhere.
I didn't hear it. Maybe I'll just try to get it from Saraswati.
Okay. And also, Bhavananda gave some insights.
Perhaps you should read that, and then if you have a question, ask me, all right?
Good, I will do that, thank you.
Is there more? I suggest to you review the material also on black holes and time-space continuum. And once you have reviewed it and shared it, then, and share also with this girl, and once you have reviewed and shared it, I will talk further on that subject, all right? All right. There are no more questions?
Namaskar.